You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. It's March Madness, and while millions of fans will enjoy watching the games, a decent chunk of them will also be betting on the games. Dozens of states have legalized online sports betting in recent years, with apps like FanDuel and DraftKings fighting for the eyes and dollars of new gamblers. John Holden is an assistant professor in the Spears School of Business at Oklahoma State University.
The companies are putting out a lot of promotions, trying to induce new customers through free bets or matching offers. At the moment, these companies are spending between $300 and $400 per customer in customer acquisition costs.
How do these online sports gambling companies authenticate that users are betting legally, whether it be that they're in the right state or that they're the appropriate age?
We're starting to see a trend towards companies allowing verification online. Typically, it involves, you know, taking a photo of your driver's license, uploading it, and these systems verify it against hundreds, thousands of online databases and ensure that you are who you say you are. With this being regulated at the state level instead of the federal level, states need to ensure that people are within those state boundaries betting as opposed to outside those boundaries. So what they do is they employ a company or companies that monitor where you are based on your cell phone, and they determine that you're within a permissible area in order to bet.
Does the fact that these are mobile phone apps and it's a bit more gamified affect the risk for problem gambling?
Yes, I think it absolutely does. There is a real risk that, you know, what we saw with Robinhood over the summer, where, you know, there were concerns from Congress that they were effectively gamifying investing. And, you know, I think that similar concerns have been raised with sports betting. And these are not unreasonable concerns. I think that this is stuff that regulators could take steps to impose restrictions on allowing apps to appear a certain way, certainly imposing limits on the number of wagers per hour, things like that to slow things down. And I think these are kind of reasonable steps that we will see moving forward.
John Holden is an assistant professor at Oklahoma State University. The major sports betting apps say they follow standards for responsible gaming and that users can set limits on how much they bet. And if you or someone you know is exhibiting problem gambling behaviors, the National Problem Gambling Helpline can be reached at 1-800-522-4700. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Michael Lipkin edits the show. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.